Finally, on December 8, 1941, on the day following Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor, the President called on Congress to declare the existence of a state of war with Japan.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
On D-Day, June 6, 1944, when the wall of Fortress Europe was breached, Franklin Delano Roosevelt voiced the prayerful mood of the world.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph.
Reporting to Congress after his return from the Crimea Conference at Yalta on March 1, 1945, President Roosevelt said,
"When the Republic was threatened, first by the Nazi clutch for world conquest back in 1940, 39, and then by the Japanese treachery in 41, partisanship and politics were laid aside by nearly every American, and every resource was dedicated to our common safety. The same concentration to the cause of peace will be expected, I think, by every patriotic American, by every human soul overseas, too. The structure of world peace cannot be the work of one man or one party or one nation. It cannot be just an American peace or a British peace or a Russian, a French, or a Chinese peace. It cannot be a peace of large nations or of small nations. It must be a peace which rests on the cooperative effort of the whole world."